From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. The U.S. high-tech community tends to dismiss Miami's aspiration to be Silicon Beach, but Latin America takes it seriously. In fact, Miami's burgeoning new tech scene looks more and more like the Latin American technology hub that its boosters have promised to make it. So can success in Latin America win Miami more tech respect and investors from places like Silicon Valley? I've just entered the offices of Yellow Pepper, a software and tech services company headquartered in Aventura. Waiting for me is Alexander Sogren, Yellow Pepper's chief product developer, and he's holding an axe that's big and sharp enough to kill me.
This is a Viking axe, I believe it is, that we won last week at a hackathon where we developed an application that helped you withdraw money from local merchants.
Okay, it turns out the axe is a prize for computer hackers. Get it? But Yellow Pepper reaped even bigger awards this past summer. It attracted $30 million in venture funding from sources like the World Bank and Mexico's Latin Idea Ventures. And that's due in big part to its new partnership with Colombia's Credibanco to launch that country's first mobile banking payment system.
It's a very interesting time to be a tech company focusing on LATAM in Miami at the moment. And then we're seeing it throughout Latin America. We have a very strong position for mobile phones, so the application development and so forth is really taking off.
Yellow Pepper is one of a growing number of Miami tech firms finding their El Dorado, or gold, in Latin America. The number of internet users there has grown from 18 million in 2000 to 254 million today. And no other region in the world has more social media usage.
Miami is obviously the capital of Latin America.
Rafael Bonilly is co-founder of ClickLogix. It provides digital services and tech product development for more than a dozen of Latin America's largest newspaper publishers.
In terms of developing new technologies and attracting Latin American businesses, I think definitely this is the place to be.
An important part of that place is Miami's Wynwood District, where ClickLogix shares office space in the expansive hacker facility known as The Lab. Inside The Lab, the future feels as bright as the murals that cover Wynwood's once blighted buildings. Bonilly is surrounded by tech teams like the Venezuelan-American women speaking Spanglish nearby who run Vanilla Shake Media.
Sí, nosotras en verdad comenzamos a hacer esto desde hace ya casi 5 años. I mean, it's something that we love to do.
Miami is helped by the fact that Latin America right now is not a place to be for high tech. The region is notorious for neglecting science education, and it's hard to find startup capital there.
Latin America is 2, 3, 4, depending on the countries, 5 years behind the peak of the technology development curve.
Those problems often steer much of the region's tech talent, like the Dominican-born Bonilly, to Miami. At the same time, Latin American business feels at home in Miami-Dade County, where two-thirds of the population is Latino. And as Miami attorney and major tech investor Juan Capello points out, first-world infrastructure doesn't hurt either.
That's where Miami has a huge competitive advantage. I was in Brazil last week. It took 3 hours to get to the airport. It's never taken me more than 25 minutes to get to MIA.
Perhaps most important, says Capello, tech capitalists feel more secure investing in the U.S. than, say, in Panama, where Yellow Pepper was once registered.
The rule of law is very, very important.
Still, Miami can't forget that the really big startup money and talent continues to be in tech centers like Silicon Valley and Boston, which means folks like Yellow Pepper will need to swing that hacker axe northward as well as southward. You can read more of our Latin American coverage on WLRN.org. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Tim Padgett.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.